This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I don't know if you men are going to like the story or not, but this headline caught my eye. They say men with stronger handshakes are more likely to get married. Now, I'm under the impression that the average man does not want to get married. He does not. He wants to avoid it like the plague. But guys like stronger handshakes. Stronger handshakes have been linked to more stamina, being more burly, being more tough. I love seeing guys handshake. I love watching men around other men. I just do. I'm a people watcher sometimes. I try not to look like I'm watching people. You know, I want everybody to kind of, you know, have their privacy or whatever, because I don't want to accidentally catch somebody in a pic or scratching themselves or whatever. But it's just funny to watch men. Women, not as fun to watch women. Because I'll see a woman do something, and I'm like, oh, you know what, I should be doing that. Did you see how she fixed her bra? That was so much classier than I do. Did you see how she wiped the booger off her nose? Again, way more ladylike than I do. So I don't like watching women. I don't people watch to learn how to improve myself. I people watch to entertain myself. So women aren't as entertaining. But guys, oh, I love watching the guys. I just do. You know? So, at a party, okay. Guy walks up to a lady. Hi, how are you? You know, many of them don't touch women anymore. This whole Me Too movement. Now guys don't even know what to do around women. And I really feel bad for guys. It's that kind of stinks. So they're just going like, hi, hands in their pocket, right? Okay. So you know what? I'm going to go talk to the guys. So you'll see this. Couples will split up. The ladies will go hang with the ladies. The guys will go hang with the guys. You guys know me. I'm like, well, I want to hang with the guys. I don't want to talk to the ladies. I want to hang out with the... Hear what the guys are talking about. We just had the NFL draft. I want to know what's going on with the Cowboys. They just got a linebacker. What's going on? You know, what are we doing with fantasy football? I mean, that's what I want to do. My husband goes with the guys, and I go with the ladies. So, Dahlia, have you lost any weight? It doesn't show. Oh, it'll start showing soon. You know, once you start hitting the 20-pound mark, it will show. I've lost 15. Well, you're almost there then. How many do you need to lose? Yeah, Dahlia, how much weight do you need to lose? I didn't think I needed to. I really need to lose. Is this what we have to talk about? Okay, that is why I don't like to go the girl's side. So I'll leave. Maybe I'll head to the bar. Maybe I'll go to the food. Okay, because now I'm depressed as hell. You know, because they're all skinny. Most women are skinnier than me, right? And prettier than me. Okay, daintier than me. So I'm not going to stand around there. But watch you guys. So the guys, you know, they, you know, kind of shake hands. Some of them will do the kind of the shoulder butt. You know, you kind of go in, grab, you know, their hand, go in the shoulder butt. And dude, you know, those are the younger guys. The older guys shake the hand. And I see the firmness. You see the squeeze. You see, and so what do guys do that for? Now, for me, as a woman, I will squeeze a guy's hand, like if I'm doing a job interview, okay? Or if I'm meeting somebody at a charity, or if I'm meeting a dignitary or whatever, I will shake their hand firmer to show respect and connection and warmth. Okay? Guys don't like flimsy handshakes. Guys don't like it. Oh, hi. They don't like that. They like a grip. So I give them a good grip. Because that's what I do. But as a woman, I'm doing it as a sign of warmth. A nice, hearty, deep, juicy, firm, muscular grip. Now, like, excuse me, I got rheumatoid arthritis. Hey, you just hurt my DIPs. I am so sorry about your DIPs. But anyway, that's how I handshake a guy. Women, yeah, I can't handshake women. I mean, I will, but some of them are like, oh, hi. I was like, no, don't do no dainty stuff. All right, so the guys, they do their big handshake, and you kind of see the arm go up and down. Sometimes you see the eyes pop open a little bit on the recipient. Like, damn, that was a good shake. And then the other guy is smiling like, yeah, I just alpha'd him. And then they start to talk. But yeah, man, yes, how's the car? Oh, yeah, I got 40 miles to the gallon. Oh, 40 miles to the gallon. Yeah, oh, I'm checking out that new Tesla. Are you? Wow, new Tesla. Well, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, then, you know, you're like, all right, man, look at you, peacock. I got it. We guys are talking about stuff. You see me looking. You don't want. You turn. Then they turn their back. When they see a woman listening, they'll turn their back. That's how guys. My husband will do that too. He's talking to his sons or he's doing something. Then he'll just turn his back. Like his back is a wall, and I will keep walking and I will turn left. No. See, I'm going to go right up to. I don't care if I see your back. That means you're talking about something really good. That means you guys have a huddle going on. There is nothing more attractive to me from a socializing aspect than a huddle. If there's a huddle, I want to get in there. I want to know exactly what you're talking about. I want to know exactly the plan. Are we going to clubs afterwards? Does the food suck? Are we going to make a hot wing run? Come on, guys, what are we doing? Like, aren't you, you want you and the ladies go, no, I don't want to be with the ladies, I want to be with you guys. Come on, hockey game's going late tonight, let's watch some hockey. Let's blow this popsicle stand. Oh, you know, actually, that's a good idea. Why don't we do that? Yeah, but I got to go because it was my idea. All right, we'll take her along. And that's what happens. So anyway, they say women are more likely to marry men with a strong handshake. If a man has that kind of a grip, some of us women are like, damn. Now, grip strength has been considered a measure of health, according to this article. So, women may think, he may be a good father for my progeny. So, guys, work on your handshake. Be tough, be burly. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Free order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I found this an interesting article, okay? I like to talk about work a lot, employer-employee relations, and I received an email a while back. I haven't brought it up because it hadn't been relevant, but I think it's kind of relevant today, where one of my patients lives in one of my listeners lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, because I closed my practice out a couple years ago, and he lives in Las Vegas, Nevada, this listener, and he works the night shift. And he thinks his job is killing him. And if he goes to days, he makes lots of money. So he's making the choice to stay working nights. But he lists a whole bunch of stuff that he thinks the job, that's happening at the job that could kill him. Cafeteria at the hotel. Having more, fatty foods. having to sit for hours doing the night shift, stress. So that's something I want to talk about. I mean, you know, is your job killing you? Do you guys have a job where now, you know, Jason's my producer and he has to sit there every morning and listen to me ramble on and on and on for hours. Okay. He has a case. I mean, he does. Okay, I would hate to have Jason's job. Me, I love my job. I get to go blah, 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 blah. I don't have to listen to what I say. He does. He's got to listen to every word. So I could appreciate that there's people out there that, you know, do not have the ideal job. I get that. But we have a choice. He doesn't think he has a choice, this one listener. Okay? Night shift makes more money than day shift. Why? Well, because it attracts more people. All right, so how do we solve that problem? Switching to day shift, you know, we were talking about in the first hour how smartphones are linked to cancer and these LED lights have been linked to cancer. And it isn't so much that they're sitting next to your groin, on your belt, or sitting in your bra. It's because the blue light that's emitted from these smartphones, in a new study from the University of Exeter, and the blue light wavelength light emitted from these LED lights are interrupting your circadian rhythm, therefore messing with your sleep cycle, and that could put you at risk for cancer, etc. So night shift workers have always been at risk for diabetes, cancer. Just like they're saying now, our cell phones could be putting us at risk for the same reason. Messing with our melatonin secretion, messing with our sleep cycle and our circadian rhythm. So, if you thought you were going to die earlier, I would say, get, you know, work a day job. This way you're up when it's light, and then you're asleep when it's nighttime. Oh, no, but I make so much more money working nights. Okay, well, what do you use the extra money for? Well, mortgage. I got a big mortgage. Well, then have a smaller mortgage. Move. If you don't need a 3,000 square foot house, then move to an 1,800 square foot house. You have choices, people. If you, you know, really like the car you have, I get it. You want to keep that car. You're choosing the car over, you know. But if your health comes first, then get rid of the car. Do public transportation. And I know that's easier said than done. Because right now, me and my husband are going through another, we're going to be going through a whole new downsizing again. We don't know what's going to happen with the economy. It's good now. But I got, you know, one son about to go to college. He's going to go in state, so that's going to save us money. We're trying to find him scholarships and stuff. But, I mean, there's always expenses. You know, I got a mom that's older. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. And so if you don't think you could take a less paying job, then you need to stop and look laterally and go, well, why? You know, turn your head and look at the other thing that's going on and go, well, why? Well, it's because I got two or three car payments. Do you really need three cars? Do you really need two cars? Can you get a cheaper car? Can you start carpooling? Can you look at your budget? Okay, now the food. Well, and he writes how in the cafeteria, in the hotel casino, there's a lot of food where it's, there's a lot of fried foods. Now, usually, there's going to be some form of salad or vegetable. Maybe there's not a lot of options, but usually there's some sort of salad or vegetable offered. Eat that instead. Well, no, 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 but that's not enough to fill me up. I mean, all they have is, okay, so what are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for sandwiches. You know, I'm looking for maybe some tuna fish or whatever. Well, then bring your own food. Pack it up at home and bring your own food. Now, I don't like bringing my lunch to work. I don't like that. If there's hot meals at work, I'm going to want to eat that, especially if it's free or discounted. But again, you're making a choice. All right, now what about coworkers? Well, my coworkers drive me crazy. All right, that's tough because, you know, people do drive each other crazy. Okay, well, what is it? What is it that drives you crazy? Well, they talk to me all the time. All right, well, then step up. Tell them to quit talking to you. Or say, look, I want to talk to you about this. Can we talk about it on break? Because right now I want to focus on what I'm doing. But please, at break, I want to hear all about it. So catch me on your way out for lunch and we'll go together. Something like that. Or if you really can't stand the people you're working with, switch jobs. Quit. You know, when people say their job is killing them, All right? I don't want you feeling like you're a victim and you can't do nothing about it. You can. Now, the biggest stress is losing your job. Nobody wants to lose their job. I don't know how to avoid that stress. That's scary. That is scary stuff. I've been through it. We've all been through it. Especially some of us that are nesters or are planners that want to have our life planned out for the next 5, 10, 20 years. That's me. I spend so much of the present planning for the future that I forget to live in the present. And then you feel like, all right, well, you could be losing your job. What happens if you lose your job? Now what do I do? So I worry about that. So then I start to already plan job number two. I was doing that when I got out of medical school. I was working in urgent care here. I was moonlighting here. I was building the practice. I always wanted plan B or plan C. Because I saw what happened with my parents when they didn't have money. It sucked. I hated being poor. I hated moving every few months. I hated that. It sucked. So, you know, working on plan B or plan C gives you something to do, whether it's a home business, whether it's finding another job where you think you're going to feel more secure. You know, in the olden days, you could talk to your managers and say, look, you know, I understand that, you know, the market's funny. You know, I want to be here as long as you guys will have me. You know, will you tell me if it looks like I'm going to need to find a new job? Oh, of course we're going to tell you. Oh, yeah, of course. Listen, you're with us for the long haul, and if we have issues, we will tell you. Well, that's not happening anymore because employers know that the second they let people, you know, clue people in, they're looking. And employers don't want people jumping ship before they're ready. You have a lot of employers that will fire you same day. Maybe they'll give you severance. Maybe they won't. But some people don't want disgruntled employees. They want people that are there giving it their all. It's different. It's a different world right now. So if you're afraid that you have a job that you are going to lose at any moment, then you need to really reevaluate why you think you're going to lose it. Now, some of us may just be paranoid. Or if we have actually clinical paranoia, then you need to get treated. But if you're like, no, they're losing money. I'm at every meeting every week, and they are complaining about how they're going to make cuts. And they've even said they're going to make employee cuts. Well, then at that point, you got nothing to lose. Start looking for a job on the side, or have that talk with your manager going, look, I want to be here for the long haul, even during the lean years. Do you think I'm going to be one of the ones cut? I got a family to feed, and, you know, I just want to make sure I have plan B just in case. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, I would be doing something like that because if I was looking for another job, that other job is going to want references. That other job is going to want to call my employer. So the employer is going to find out anyway that you're looking. You might as well make sure it is on the most positive, you know, positive level. Plus, many places do layoffs and then they want to hire you back. You know, things are tight during the summer, but lay low, and we may want you back for the fall. So leave it as positive as you can. So for those of you guys with crappy jobs and you think it's quote-unquote killing you, you have more power than you think. It's just you may not want to make those choices. You may not want to pack your lunch. You may not want to downsize. You know, you might not want to ask for a raise. You might not want to ask to move your desk. But sometimes when you do, it's like the best thing you've ever done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCZALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you guys are going to see headlines that autism is rising. Autism rates are continuing to climb, and, quote, experts don't exactly know why. I mean, I have a theory, but some people are stumped. They say autism rates in school children have jumped 15% between a 2-year period that they looked at, between 2012 and 2014, and they are continuing a 2-decade rise. This is according to the latest data in the CDC, by the CDC, and we are now at 1 in 59 children in the United States have an autism spectrum disorder. So if a class has about 30 kids, let's a classroom, and a grade has 4 classrooms, 4 homerooms, that means at least two of those children are on the autism spectrum. And that's for a small school and with a smaller grade. Now, the previous estimate released in 2016 was 1 in 68 children. So now we're up to 1 in 59 children. So to review, autism is a neurological and developmental disorder characterized by challenges with your social skills. Maybe you'll have repetitive behaviors, maybe you'll have speech, maybe you'll have challenges with your nonverbal communication. And many times it doesn't get diagnosed till later in childhood when we physicians are working to try to catch it earlier. And parents will, you know, bring their child in saying, oh, no, he's good. He's just quiet and a little slow to potty train. And some kids are slow to potty train. Some kids, they just don't want to potty train. Some of them, they'll wait till they're 4 to 5 to do it. They don't care. No, it's okay. Some kids don't want to speak. That's fine. Some kids just aren't interested in it. That's okay. But then you have others where they just, they can't. You know, and I would pick up on autism right away if the child didn't want to be with mommy. Not wanting to be held by mommy. Yeah, that could also be a sign of abuse, but if I don't, not suspecting abuse in the relationship, and they're like pushing away and they don't want mom to stop them and they want to fixate on other things and they're not connecting with mom, something's wrong. And I don't want to use the word wrong because a lot of children with autism have special gifts. But, you know, something is not ideal for their growth and development. So this latest data, having 1 in 59 children, comes from the CDC's Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network. It's a tracking system that provides estimates of the prevalence of characteristics of autism spectrum disorder among more than 300,000 8-year-old children from 11 communities across the U.S. So it's not a representative sample of the U.S. per se, but it does look at autism in those specific communities, and then they extrapolate. And this is one of the largest population-based programs to monitor autism. Now, the question we have is autism actually on the rise? Or my theory is we're just doing a better job of picking it up. You know, somebody on the autism spectrum disorder may have acute autism. I mean, or overt autism, where they just can't communicate, they can't sit still in class, they can't go to a regular school, later not being able to hold a job, not being able to, you know, take care of themselves. It could be pretty severe. But then you have others on the other end of the autism spectrum, the Asperger's, which now there's a debate whether we should include that under autism or not, where some of these children are clumsy. So, we've all been kind of clumsy. Very socially anemic. They kind of get bullied a lot. And other kids think they're weird. They're strange. Well, that doesn't mean they have Asperger's. But people with Asperger's may fall into that group. Some of them have great relationships. Some of them do have a good cluster of friends. Some of them can, find love, find jobs, etc. But the social anemia, or the, you know what, they just don't say the right thing. They always say the wrong thing, or they don't laugh at the joke. You know, I told a joke, and while everybody was kind of laughing, whether they were fake laughing or not, he goes, "That, I don't get it. Why is that funny?" And so those people may stand out as an adult, as a kid. Maybe they have an element of Asperger's, maybe they don't. But we're starting to pick up on it more. So they said, in a count of 11 communities across the U.S., about 1 in 59 8-year-olds had autism in 2014, up from 1 in 68 in 2012. And they say, overall, autism rates have climbed 150% since the year 2000. Back then, we estimated it to be 1 in 150 children. So we think it's because we now have increasing diagnosis among a variety of populations, including African-American and Hispanic children. They say in 2012, white children were diagnosed 50% more than Hispanic children and 20% more than African-American. In the latest report, that gap has shrunk to 20% among Hispanics and 10% among blacks. So we are doing a better job at evaluating people who may be underserved. Now, you would think, though, if somebody did have repetitive behaviors, hand flapping, certain obsessions, social challenges, communication issues, they would be, you know, isolated. They would be identified, and schools would start intervening. And you know, so you would think they're already, despite any demographic or racial ethnicity, they would have been found. But many times the schools don't. They just, if it's not an overt autism case, many schools may not get involved. They may say, oh, that kid's just a weird kid. Well, no, that doesn't do the kid any help. So if autism is climbing, and it isn't that, well, we're, you know, picking it up easier, then why would autism be rising? Craig Neuschafer, director of the A.J. Drexel Autism Institute at Drexel University in Philly, says he understands why people find it frustrating to see autism rates continually climb with no explanation. He says as genetic studies are increasingly revealing, autism is very complex. We don't have enough data. We don't know. We don't think it has to do with vaccines. We don't think it has to do with cell phones, because, I mean, we really didn't have cell phones prior. You know, maybe, and one of my theories is maybe there's an autism-like disorder. Maybe there's something that we're lumping under autism that isn't, such that if a mom does lay her cell phone on her, you know, pregnant, you know, abdomen, it may mess with the kid's brain waves such that his, you know, neurological development may be a little off when he's born. You know, maybe some people do react to a vaccine, but it's not autism, it's something else. I mean, rare. But that's the thing. This is so rare, that wouldn't constitute why we have so many more cases being found. Is there something else? Is it our power lines? Is it the food we're eating? The thing is autism is very, very early on in sight. A autism-like disorder. You don't turn 15 years old and then all of a sudden start having issues with social skills. Now, you have other behavioral disorders. You know, we've seen kids that look great and then all of a sudden they start to go to drugs and, you know. But, you know, when we're talking autism, this is very apparent very early on. So then it makes you wonder, is it something in the womb or something in infancy? One person has said, had thought, well, maybe it's the baby formula. We're doing less breastfeeding. Well, baby formula has been around since 60s, 70s. No, I wouldn't blame baby formula. You know, women have been working and relying on formula. I wouldn't say that. Drugs? No, same type of drugs that are out there. So, the word autism, you can't really do a lot on your own as an adult. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is fascinating. There's a glue that may be able to fix broken bones, scientists are claiming, within 5 minutes. Now, whenever I see this, I'm like, all right. What kind of snake oil is this? But this is kind of interesting. Swedish researchers, and I trust the Swedes, I think we all do. Swedish, because they make damn good meatballs. Swedish researchers claim that this could help millions of patients with osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is where our bones are thin and we're more prone to fractures. And initial lab trials, tested this on rat bones. And they found that this adhesive or glue, which is kind of stronger than what we use for broken teeth, worked as quickly as 5 minutes. Now, I mean, I've worked with glue. Isn't glue supposed to work right away? I mean, does it take 5 minutes to dry? It's not going to heal a bone in 5 minutes. So I'm a little confused with the 5 minute thing. I mean, when I super glue, we're talking seconds. So I don't know if I'd be bragging about the 5 minute thing. But they say further studies are needed to confirm it works in humans, but experts at the KTH Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm are pretty optimistic. Lead researcher Professor Michael Malcock says we have finally managed to identify a surgically realizable adhesive to fix bone fractures. And the results of the experiment, this results of this was published in the journal Advanced Functional Materials. There's a journal. Now, some of you guys read People Magazine. Some of you read your fish, right? Wildlife magazines. There's a magazine called Advanced Functional Materials. They say dentists have used glue to fix broken teeth for years. But people have had issues when it came to bones. They say several glues had showed promise to heal broken bones, but they failed to work because they were too weak. Maybe they'd put the bone together, but it wouldn't last. Others struggled to fixate inside the body. Maybe some that had some more foreign body element to it would be rejected by the immune system. So this adhesive is supposed to be 55% stronger than the ones already used to fix broken teeth. And the glue uses the same bonding technique that we use in dentistry called thiol-ene coupling. So when they did this on rat bones, they put a layer of glue over the bone before adding a small fiber patch. Then they laid another layer of glue to complete the bond, kind of like a sandwich. They say the chemistry, materials, and methodology we used results in an extraordinary adhesion and fixation to the wet bone. Well, I guess, I've seen bone fractures. The big problem we have with bone fractures is they're not getting the vascularization that they need. You also want to you don't want to disrupt the bone marrow, as that's where cells are being made. So you got to do this right. And osteoporosis, that affects a lot of us. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 12 men get osteoporosis. And I think the majority of women and men get thinning of the bones at some point in their life. And when your bones are thin, you trip or you fall, you can sustain a fracture. And if you sustain a fracture, you can't move. You can't exercise. You can't breathe deeply. So now you start being put at risk for a variety of things. Blood clots, pneumonia, pressure sores. So it's serious stuff. Now, while we're talking about cool inventions, they say they may try to use breath and urine tests to screen for early-stage breast cancer. In this latest study in Ben-Gurion University, breast cancer biomarkers were accurately detected by using 2 nose gas sensors on breath and gas chromatography mass spectrometry. Whew, that's a lot of words. Now, this is a method we use to test substances in the urine. So, if you don't believe your mammogram is going to pick up the breast cancer, or they find a spot and they think, maybe it's benign, maybe not, the biopsy was inconclusive, a breath test or a urine test may be able to pick up the biomarkers. Yehuda Zeri says breast cancer survival is strongly tied to the sensitivity of tumor detection. Accurate methods for detecting smaller, earlier tumors remain a priority, and our new approach utilizing urine and exhaled breath samples, analyzed with inexpensive, commercially available processes that's non-invasive, accessible, may be used in a variety of settings. So this research was published in the journal Computers of Biology and Medicine, and they found that the breath method was able to accurately detect the cancer cells more than 95% of the time with the electronic e-nose. And they said it was not an expensive device. And the urine test proved accurate 85% of the time. So having a specificity, are they talking about sensitivity? If they could pick it up? So picking something up would be sensitivity. Having that sensitivity is when a test could pick something up. Like, so something sensitive, for example, an EKG could be pretty sensitive. If you're having a heart attack, that EKG will most likely be able to pick up that. It's got some high sensitivity. However, specificity is if you have the disease, will the test tell us that it's the disease, so to speak? So, for example, prostate-specific antigen. That's pretty specific, meaning if it's high, there's a good chance there is something going on with the prostate. You see what I mean? So a test is sensitive if it'll pick stuff up pretty easily. A test is specific if you have the disease, and that test will confirm that, and it'll be right. I know it seems a little bit off or whatever. So, for example, the urine test proved 85% accurate of the time. That's more of a specificity type of thing. Okay? So, we don't like any mammograms. We don't like, you know, getting our prostates checked. We don't like any colonoscopies. Let me just say they are trying very, very hard to make these tests that are cheap and easily accessible. Now, this is interesting. They say dogs may carry urinary tract infections, right, like cystitis, and they may give the owner the bladder infection. Your risk of a UTI may increase because of your dogs. There are two patients receiving hospital treatment for the condition carried by the same infection-causing bacteria that was in their dog's feces. One of the patients had recovered, but it took almost a year. Their dog still harbored the bacteria, which suggested that the dog was a permanent carrier and transmitted the infection to its owner. They say it's unclear how dogs may infect their owners with a bladder infection, but study author Dr. Peter Damborg from the University of Copenhagen urges pet owners to avoid being licked by their animals, particularly if they have weak immune systems. So what's a urinary tract infection? Well, that is, I don't even want to think about how you'd get it from a dog, but usually you get a urinary tract infection by bacteria getting into the urethra. It's a lot more common in women than men because for women, they have shorter plumbing down there. And so if a woman, let's say, wipes number two first, then number one, right, back to front, she could tract E. coli bacteria or fecal bacteria and get it into the urethra. The bacteria could climb up, find a nice spot to camp out in the bladder and start an infection. And then it could continue to climb and go all the way up the ureter into the kidney, cause a kidney infection. Then it could spread to the blood. So we don't like to mess around with bladder infections. And signs and symptoms of bladder infections is it really, really hurts when you pee. You feel like you have to pee, but only a little bit comes out and you could have some blood. Now, when it comes to males, it's really hard for fecal material to get to the urethra of a male and then climb up. It's a longer pathway. You know, and we don't really see that much of an increase in UTIs with, you know, anal sex and that kind of thing. So, if a dog is giving you a UTI, then something's up. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.